IT staff is installing updates. 0% completed. Do not turn off your radio.
Wow, that was believable. You sound just like Siri.
I think you should probably say 99% complete, because that really gets you hooked. It gets to 99%. You go, it'll be finished in a minute, and it's not. It's not finished in a minute.
Do you know, what I was going to ask you earlier on that I completely sort of forgot about was whether you've got, like, 2D20 so we could randomly generate completed percents throughout the programme. That's the real... Yeah, sort of.
2D10s you need for that.
2D, well, yeah, but
2D20s, you're going to get 0 to 200. That's no good.
Well, I don't know. Have you sat through Windows Update?
It does jump up to 150 every now and again.
Yeah, anyway, there you go. Right, so that over there is Chris.
Hello, fellow humans, of which I am also one.
Unlike somebody we could mention later in the show.
Ooh.
Yeah. Spoilers. And over there is she.
Hello.
There you go. See, one of us is cheerful.
I try to be.
Yeah,
keep the balance.
That's nice
and all
of you. Thank you. Yeah, I've got a cold. I'll try not to sneeze into the microphone. There you go. Missing from our ranks out there in the world of new fatherhood is our pal Dick, who is now an expert on hospital Wi-Fi.
I mean, that's just something that happens naturally, isn't it?
Yeah, it's something that happens naturally when you get presented with like 45 quid for a week's worth of Wi-Fi.
My goodness.
So, yeah. So he's I'm not going to mention which hospital it is that you can just connect to your own VPN and avoid the charges.
Mm.
But see, Dick hasn't quite lost it, even now, even in the middle of the high dependency unit, Dick is anyway. So there you go. Congratulations, Dick. We're really, really happy for you and the family.
Woo-hoo.
Anyway, there you go. In this month's Stuff update, we'll be mocking the powerful and then plugging the empowerment of our local events.
Mm.
So that's just the usual then. How do you expect me to innovate when I've got a cold?
Don't have to, just be yourself. Yeah. Quite innovative.
Oh dear. Oh. Do not turn off your radio. No,
ever.
They've all gone.
Ever.
Yeah. 18% completed, there we go. Let's start the show, I suppose.
Yeah.
What's the show about this month?
Well, we don't really have a theme.
Do we?
I wish we did have a theme, but we don't really have a theme.
Kind of, I think.
Well, go on. Have you discerned a theme?
It's the celebrity themed.
Yeah. I suppose we've got a celebrity themed segment. Are you ready for the celebrity themed?
Yes, please.
It's going to be celebrities. Go.
Yeah, it's going to be virtuoso stuff on the buttons. Are you ready?
Oh yeah.
Right. Okay. So first up, here's Brexit supremo David Davis MP and minister trying to say the word nanosecond. Go, David.
Technically, it could be a nanosecond. It could be a nanosecond.
Sorry?
There you go.
Nano.
Yeah. What doesn't come over on the radio is, if you've seen the clip, is how pleased, smug and self-satisfied he looks.
Really?
Saying it.
Wow. Do you think he practiced in front of the mirror?
He has clearly never spoken to anybody who has ever used the word nanosecond.
Nano.
Maybe that's how they say it in America. I don't know what they're like. They're always strange over there.
Oh, come on. They're not that. Okay, right.
Potato.
Yeah, nano. NATO.
Can't let them say python. I know that much. Yeah.
Why? Oh, Python.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. Monty Python.
Oh, dear.
Yeah,
oh.
The only programme that has ever been funny.
Oh.
The rest of us moved on, you know.
That's true.
We do Alan Partridge. We don't do that rubbish anymore. Aha! Right, okay, next up's next celebrity. Here's Louis Theroux. He took a liking this month to somebody's Twitter bot. Somebody has got a random Louis Theroux program ideas Twitter generator.
Mm.
So some examples of the Louis Theroux bot are, I'm in California to meet Adam, a former teacher turned shock jockey who believes Hitler wrote Candle in the Wind.
Wow, that's really good.
It's quite good.
For a bot.
Another one. I'm in Beirut to meet Grace, a former trombonist turned fascist gymnast who believes Bob Dylan is an alien.
He probably is, though.
Okay. Louis Theroux was so taken with this that he actually said, right, if I get enough retweets, I'm going to voice one of these.
just voice one. I thought I was going to actually do the show.
Well, no.
The show. But you can find one of them, I'm sure.
So he says, all right, you asked for it. If this gets enough retweets, I'll record it using my real voice. And how many retweets did that get?
How many?
4.5.
45,858.
Yeah, that's close.
That's very close.
Here's Louis. Take it away, Louis.
I'm in Amsterdam to meet Hannah, a former IT expert turned cybergoth who believes Hull is a portal to hell.
You know, the funny thing is that's so kind of believable.
Yeah, yeah.
What, about Hull?
About everything, the whole thing. The whole thing is believable.
It's indistinguishable from real news, what you're saying.
So we shouldn't have bothered? Is that what you're saying? Because we're supposed to be the stuff in between the news.
Oh, dear.
Oh.
Well, there you go.
That's a fail. Okay, right. Here's one that this is the best one of the lot, right?
I agree.
Here is Mark Zuckerberg failing. Take it away, Zuck.
But it is going to bother you because you're human, and I was human. I am human still. But I was just referring to myself in the past. Not that I was not human.
Are you though?
Yeah, there you go. We all know the truth, don't we? Dear.
We all suspect the truth. We will never know it.
Come on, he's outed himself now. He might as well have stuck his tongue out and
slither around.
Licked his eyelids.
Licked his eyelids, yeah.
That's how you tell those lizards.
Pretty much. So while Zuck was struggling with that, Facebook managed to get a Palestinian bloke arrested by the Israeli police this month. This bloke is a construction worker, and he posted a selfie standing next to his bulldozer saying, let's read this right, Yusbi Hum Hum. All right, Yusbi Hum Hum, that's good morning in Arabic.
Right.
Good morning, happy man. Unfortunately, Facebook also translated it into Hebrew as attack them.
Pretty close.
Yeah, that's great. So the inevitable happened. A couple of days in Chokey while, I'm not even going to read out the Facebook apology.
That was a Star Trek episode, wasn't it? Broken translators causing war.
War, you mean Picard and Oogie Creature at Tanagra or
something,
whatever
like that,
it was.
Yeah.
It's all coming true. Shocking. And also from the Facebook Book of Fail, Christmas is cancelled. Artist Jackie Charlie has been banned or blocked just this other week for sexual content. What did she do? She posted her new 2017 Christmas card featuring Robin Redbreast.
Oh dear, there's birds. Very dangerous.
Yeah.
Seriously,
that
happened?
Seriously, yes, that happened. Goodness. Yes, it's that B word there. Are we going to talk about that toy?
That toy? No.
No, don't mention it, it's listening.
Okay, yeah, this is the problem, yes, yeah. The, what was it called again? Lovens.
Was it really called Lovens?
Yeah, Lovens. Lovens Remote. Yeah, it's been recording people while they
dig love
things.
Each other.
While they scream out their passwords in ecstasy. That's the one, isn't it?
Oh, dear.
It could happen. Yeah. I suppose it could.
Well, there you go.
Yeah,
well,
name
how do you
of the
check?
Beloved.
How did
I mean,
they find
for a
out?
A lot of people, their safe word and their password is the same words.
I assume somebody like hacked it from the road, you know, in the usual way. I don't know.
Okay, it's very specific to hack certain. Okay, I guess it's like you search for Wi-Fi,
just available
Bluetooth devices. Right.
Yeah, it says here the same company. This is that article you sent earlier on. It says here in this article you found that they've got four.
Quite a while ago.
The last time it was something that went up. somewhere else entirely, with Bluetooth. And they had to settle that one as a class action suit for $3.75 million.
Right.
Must be selling a lot of them then.
Yeah,
well, now we know. How much data have they recorded? I mean,
I'll tell you what. I mean, you see some dodgy stuff in that shop at the bottom of Sunbridge Road, but I've never seen this kind of thing in that shop window.
Well, it's an IoT, isn't it?
Yeah.
Internet of insecure things. No. Oh, there we are. So back in the word of evil. Apple's new face recognition.
Yeah, that's a... Nothing can go wrong from that, can it?
No, nothing, except the bloke that found his brother could unlock his phone.
Oh, sheesh.
Genetic similarities.
Yeah.
They should move on to DNA next.
Lick your phone to open it.
Lick your phone to open it, yeah.
Oh.
No fingerprints, no face, just DNA.
Oh, gosh. Please.
So the phone just has a little sort of attachment, comes out the end, swipe the inside. Swipe the inside.
Did you hear about that woman on the plane? Unlocked her husband's phone with his thumb while he was asleep on the plane.
Right.
Found out he was having an affair. They made so much noise and to-do having an argument that they had to land the plane specially just to throw them off.
Oh.
You're not allowed to throw them off in the air, are you? That's the problem. If you just change the law so you are allowed to eject passengers.
That is that's Freudian.
Whilst you're flying over the top of an ocean, then this won't happen.
The Mile High Club.
Well, you know.
The 3/4 mile high club, the 1/2 mile club, the, oh dear, 20 metres below sea level club. Yeah, serves them right. There you go. Back to Apple's most evil thing this month. It won't let you type the letter I.
Yeah, that's a bit strange.
Insecure.
The I.
It's very insecure.
Yeah, well, if your password's got I in the middle of it and you've blurted it out in a moment of weakness.
Yep.
For how long was this for?
Oh, a couple of weeks till they fixed it. Maybe not a couple of weeks. I don't know. It felt like a couple of weeks.
Okay.
Because people, obviously, I mean, rich people moaning on Twitter.
Ah. I cannot type I. Not in a nice way. Mm. Oh, all right. So what was the reason for it? It's just a bug, a typo?
Yeah, just a bug, it's
very bizarre.
Never showed up under testing. It was auto-correcting it to some sort of mochi bake.
Yeah.
How strange. Although I think that means that I don't follow anyone with an iPhone anymore, because I didn't even notice it.
I didn't even notice it until I saw... So
I must have successfully culled people with iPhones out of my life.
I knew about this because there was something about a football match... in Idaho.
Oh, right.
And then instead of IDAHO, they used the letters that was iPhone, the iPhone thing, which means there's lots of iPhone users in Idaho.
Oh, so was it auto-correcting it to the iPhone's iPhone emoji?
Yes. It wasn't digital. It was analog. People were putting up signs to make the shape of the... of the bug.
Appalling.
Yeah.
Product placement. There you go. While you're on your sort of like followers, have you managed to cull everybody who's into Bitcoin and stuff?
Oh, no. I still follow a lot of Bitcoin people. They're not very interesting, though.
Well, right.
Yeah.
Well, it's true.
But they're all rich. I mean, seriously rich.
For now, wait till next week.
Yeah, but how do you calculate the richness? I mean, do you get money out of it?
You're very rich as long as you don't try and take it all out and spend it. Because if everyone does that, the entire thing collapses.
Collapses. So you can't spend it.
Well, you can spend it, but as long as nobody else does.
Because the thing that's in the news this month is the guy from Mt. Gox who's still awaiting trial for embezzling, $387 million, it says there?
How do you embezzle so much?
Well, you steal it from, you've got root on everybody's wallet. You just move it around a bit.
It's not real money, isn't it? It's just...
Yeah, okay, it's not real money because you can't cash it in, as Chris says.
Yeah.
But you can cash it in, but you just can't cash it in at the same time as everyone else.
No, yeah. Classic bubble. Really? Here's the great thing, though. Everybody who had the money stolen from them is theoretically going to get their money back. Hooray. Because it's inflated so much. They said they're going to get their money back at 2014 prices, so they're going to miss out on all the profit, which is like $7
billion. I don't understand this.
Well, look, he stole a load of money. The load of money has gone up.
But shouldn't they demand that it comes back in Bitcoin? It's like, you can't steal US dollars and then pay them back in
pesos.
Something that's devalued.
If I was the Japanese police, I would go along with this. But they're looking at serious profit. Cap everybody's claims, right? So this guy is probably going to be locked up for the rest of his life, but he's going to be worth $859 million.
This is just bizarre.
Well, if he uses that to extend his life, right? He uses that to buy life extension technology whilst in jail, then he can come out as like a 20-year-old and still have some change.
Yeah, right. I doubt he'll do anything interesting with all that money. Most rich people don't.
Have you been watching like the new Black Mirror season or something?
No.
Because this is straight out of...
No. That's just the first thing that comes to mind. It's
Oh, right. You know. You should write some. Awesome. And here's another... I mean, apart from the fact that Ethereum has all gone...
Cuckoo-ca-choo!
Yeah, that's the nice phrase, yeah. So there's all these different coins, and they're all going wonky in one way and another. Dilbert cartoonist Scott Adams, he's starting his own, because he likes to get rich quick soon, since he went to the dark side.
He's always been like that.
Yeah.
He's always been into that sort of affirmation stuff, you know, the looking into the mirror in the morning and saying, I deserve to be rich.
Yeah.
Good.
My restaurant is not failing.
That sort of stuff. Yeah, I mean, he's written books about it. He does that sort of self-help thing. Because the reason I noticed this was like ages ago. I used to follow the Dilbert comic.
Yeah,
and you'd see people popping up and going, I've done all the exercises and I'm still poor. How do you explain this?
Well, here's the fun thing. He's been plugging his own Get Rich Quick coin thing. He's jumped on the Bitcoin bandwagon, as you will. And somebody replied to him, sorry, pal, I get all my crypto finance tips from the Garfield guy. Guess what happened next?
Gee, I don't know. What happens on Twitter?
Scott Adams blocked him. There you go. Also on the Twitters, 280 characters these days, yeah.
It takes twice as long to read now.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, yeah. The London Ambulance Service celebrated it with the following tweet. Are you ready?
Go on, then.
Nino ambulance emoji. Nino ambulance emoji.
Oh, my gosh.
Nino ambulance emoji.
Okay, I'm going to stop you there, because I think I know how this is going to end.
Okay, okay.
You're just going to repeat for like 2-3 hours, yeah?
Okay, fine. Do you want the Scottish... fire and rescue services
is
reply.
It remarkably similar?
It's Nino fire engine emoji. Nino fire engine emoji. Nino fire. Yeah, okay.
Wow.
Wow. Okay.
What
fine.
Happened? What happened? The human civilization.
There's also enough characters to play chess now.
Apparently, you can play
sort of
Connect Four.
And Connect Four.
Yeah.
If you can draw a board, so you can just reply with the next move as the entire board.
That's what they've been doing.
Yeah.
They've been playing Connect Four.
And all that is going to be archived forever.
Forever and ever and ever. Yeah. Or about 2 weeks, as far as I can tell from the Twitter API.
Unlike...
It's true.
The compu... yeah.
It
there
is
you
2 weeks.
Go. Unlike the CompuServe forums.
Oh,
which we'd
dear.
Better get onto. But IT stuff is installing updates here on BCB. It's 106.6% completed. Do not turn off your radio. And here's time for World of Stuff.
Well, what do we have? We have CompuServe forums shutting down along with the AOL Instant Messenger, which is strange because I thought AOL was dead like a long time ago.
Yeah, it's tragic, isn't it? But they've been keeping CompuServe forums active.
Can't believe that, because if you go to the link, right, you can see everyone going, but this is where I meet all my friends. And it's a very civilized place.
Oh.
It's a civilized forum.
It's like the internet before everybody else turned up. You know how everybody else is terrible.
It's the old internet, and they're just they're like, so how do we discuss our book club? And that's like the first thing people say.
Book
and I'm like,
club.
Yeah. So it's like old people who've gone on to the internet and made friends, and you know, it's entire communities all over again being shut down in favor of what, Facebook and Reddit. Yeah. I mean, that's terrible.
But good news: the British version of CompuServe is still going. I think. The Kicks.
Oh, Kicks.
Seriously?
Yeah. Is that still going?
That's still alive, yeah.
Goodness me.
Wow. Don't say it out in public. They might hear you and shut it down.
Oh, dear. But I thought that was going to be a funny item. You're really upset, aren't you?
Well, yeah. It's like Joe City's all over again. You know, yeah, people had friends. Much. There were communities. People were happy online. And then now they're shutting it down. Now they have all these terrible things. I don't know. It's just like people are happy using a service. Why do you shut down services that people are using? That just makes no sense.
Especially when it must cost like
it's
nothing.
Nothing. It's so
it
small. Yeah.
Oh. But on the plus side, on the positive side, here's NeoCities.
NeoCities. Is there a thing?
No. No. We won't bother with the thing.
Yeah, the NeoCities apparently is like a GeoCities tribute. So they have similar type stuff, I think.
The fun thing is it's crowdfunded as far as I can tell.
Yeah.
So they've got a nice donate button. It's all free software.
Yep.
And it says it's here to bring back the creativity and free expression to the World Wide Web that made it great.
Are they going
to
bring back web rings?
No, they didn't have web rings. No, people were talking about it.
Like I think we rings. Need to bring back web rings. It's a much more civilized way of handling the internet.
Yeah, I think so.
It's nice. Yeah, it's the internet should go back to the time when it was a bit strange and you can explore and things look different. Not like everyone uses the same template all the time. You know, it's explorative instead of, oh, here we are again. All about me. It's, I don't know. It's just different.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, I mean, looking at it, I think why would people pay for WordPress hosting when they can just put a bit of fun into it with NeoCities?
Yeah.
Free hosting, what's not to like?
I think the difference is that nowadays you're sort of selling your own brand. People are big on branding yourself to sell something, even if it's nothing. And back when in GeoCities, you're not selling anything, you're just having fun. So.
Yeah, but now people realise if their brand gets big enough, they can be rich. You know, like a grumpy cat rich.
Oh my gosh, that's so sad.
But you can't make that happen. It's just something
yes, you
that
can.
Internet...
Cosmetic surgery on your cat, that's all it takes.
Oh. That's what it went somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I don't think, I think we're going to close that thought down, if you don't mind. Okay, so to close it down, let's perhaps mention local events. Hurrah!
Yay!
Coda Dojo 3rd birthday.
Wow, I can't believe it. It's been 3 years.
I know. So anyone from the age of 7 to 17 can visit the Coda Dojo on Saturday mornings. How to code, build websites, apps, games, explore technology, laid-back creative fun and social environment for 7 to 17-year-olds. Just one rule, be cool. So that's Bradford Coda Dojo, github.io. The next one's 18th of November, so if you're listening next week, you'll have missed it. So, sucks to be you. No cake for you because
no
you
cake.
Missed it. So that's Saturday morning, 9:30 till 12 o'clock. And
very
you need to register.
On a Saturday morning.
You do need to register. Barely. But if there's no more space, just come on by anyways. It doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. There you
we'll
go.
We'll welcome you.
Yeah, bus on the buzzer downstairs and they'll let you up and make you sit on the newcomer's chair. So seriously, how's it felt three years on? Do you think you've
it didn't feel like
think,
3 years?
Do you think you've managed to corrupt some kids and make them like us?
I have no idea. You only meet them once a month, so that's not enough time. I don't think to instill enough of a I don't know
what, the hacker ethos.
Yeah, possibly. I'm not sure. I think we've sparked some interest, but
that's the main thing.
Yeah.
and then just let nature take its course when they
hopefully
when they discover free Wi-Fi.
Yeah, I mean, it's mostly so that young kids who wouldn't otherwise have any access to programmers or hackers or anyone, you know, artists that use technology, they can just meet them in person and go, here, you have these options, and then that's pretty much it. I mean, when I was a kid, it would be great if something like this existed, but, you know, if you're curious and you want to see what you can do with code, because, you know, you keep hearing about it in the news, like, you have to know how to code, but you don't know where to start, so you just come on by.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. I guess you do so much of dispelling the fear around it.
Yeah.
And then after that, it's just letting people rip and go.
Pretty much.
Awesome. So that's Coda Dojo, 18th November, 9:30 till 12 o'clock. Register through bradford-codadojo.github.io.
Mm.
And I think we've basically finished another IT stuff.
What percentage are we at?
I think we're probably still at 18%. Actually, imagine.
Oh, turn it off.
Yeah.
18%, that's, yeah. Just turn it off now.
IT It'll stuff be fine. Needs to shut down. Quite right.
All right.
So there you go. So hope you don't miss our closing music, which we're going to recycle from last month because it was so flaming good. So
hooray.
There. Hooray. So this is some crack-tro music for you. Enjoy.